I wonder how many of these Oscar-nominated movies we've seen.
Oh.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PR. Oscars just announced. This hot off the presses.
Ooh, fresh.
Boss Keith is here. He's a movie nerd.
This is our annual, I didn't see this movie, why don't they nominate real movies conversation that we do every year.
Wow, it's like you're when they know us.
You'd have to make a good movie.
Well, that conversation did lead to a new category, did it not?
Well, then they got rid of that category, Phil, because like everybody was mad because it's stupid.
But it was there for like 2 minutes.
Two days.
What
and then
category
they said, like,
was that?
So Black Panther made like $1 billion and everyone was like, how come you can't nominate this movie?
So they made a category called Most Popular Movie, and the backlash was so nuts that they got rid of it. So it doesn't exist anymore. It existed for 2 days.
Backlash?
Oh, and then it didn't even make the show?
Didn't even make the show, didn't even make the nomination process because people were so mad. Because if it's popular, it can still be good. It could still be nominated for Best Picture. That was sort of the argument behind that.
Oh boy. And because that would be an easy one to predict, right? Because you would just go by box office.
Pretty
so whatever
much,
the movie is that made the most money wins.
Right. So the Avengers gets nominated for that. And there have been cartoon movies that were really popular that would never get nominated for
the
Best
Lego
Picture.
The Lego movie was totally snubbed 1 year. They didn't even get animated movie. They didn't get anything. And they made like a whole bunch of money.
It's a Lego movie.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
Lego movie should never get nominated.
Let go of it.
But I like this list today, and last year I assigned movies for you all to watch. I feel like I should do that again. I believe I wanted AJ to see the fish sex movie, and I don't think he did.
Right.
It was Water something, wasn't it?
Shape of Water, won Best Picture.
Right, yeah.
I never saw it.
I decided that I had a life.
That's not even true.
Yeah, but isn't your life a radio personality?
Radio personality, yes.
Okay.
So I have a good one for him today.
Not a lousy movie watcher.
Man.
I have one that he's not going to hate. So I picked ones for each of you that you won't hate.
Okay.
I feel like that's better. Last year, I picked the one that you would hate the most.
Right.
But I decided to be nice this time.
Did I see mine?
No, I don't think any of you did your homework.
I think yours was supposed to be Phantom Thread.
Oh, yeah, that was the sewing movie. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
great
on my
movie.
List.
Yeah, that's a lie, too. All right, so there were 8 movies nominated for Best Picture today. No real surprises this time. So I'm going to give AJ A Star Is Born. You should see A Star Is Born.
Give that one to me.
No, but I've got a better one for
no,
you.
No, I have to watch that one. Jennifer wants to see it.
Oh, right.
Right. If you're a woman on Facebook, you have to see A Star Is Born.
I bequeath the Chaz.
I saw the
not
the original. I saw the second one with Streisand and Redford in the theaters.
Oh.
I thought it was a good movie.
You must have been super young.
Super young.
Yeah. Right. All right. So you get A Star Is Born.
Thank you.
So congratulations. So that means, AJ, I'm going to give you Green Book, which I think you'll like.
That's the one with the dude who's from another country and some of the guys like driving around and stuff.
Right.
Kind of like driving the station.
Sure. It's just, yeah.
I can't wait to hear.
There's a car in it.
There's a car in it. So
yes,
yeah, cool.
There is.
So I can see all the old cool cars.
It's an excellent movie. It takes place in the 60s. It's funny. It's serious. It's really good. You'll like that one.
Is this the favorite so far? Because I keep seeing a lot about this movie.
No, the favorite movie as of now is Roma, which I'm not going to assign to any of you because I don't think any of you can handle it.
What is it?
It is a 2-hour black and white subtitled movie on Netflix.
You're right.
I could do a subtitle.
Netflix movie?
It nominated.
Is this the first?
It is the first Netflix movie ever nominated for Best Picture. It's really well done. It is very slow.
What's it about?
It is about growing up in Mexico in 1972.
Wow, that's Pam perfect right there.
I was like, that's right up my alley.
All right, Pam, you want Roma? You can have Roma.
I just canceled my Netflix and I had to restart it again.
It costs $9.
It costs $9.
I don't have anything to watch it on because it doesn't stream on Wii Nintendo anymore.
Wii
That's
Nintendo.
What I was streaming it on. or whatever it's called, Wii.
It's
good luck, Coast Guard.
Wow.
If you go out in a boat, need rescue, good luck to you.
Wow. They don't have Netflix on the boat.
I would have gotten the call, but my phone is outdated.
Oh, my God.
You know, things cost money.
Well, don't you have friends that have Netflix or passwords?
I don't have anything to watch it on. That's
okay,
the thing.
Okay, back to the list.
Oh, yes. My God.
Good luck finding Romo.
Okay. Romo.
Oh, Romo.
Romo.
And right, Phil, Romo. I'm going to give you Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, which is one you should all see because you all work here. But
AJ should have that.
But
I should have that.
No,
I'm sorry.
Like
I was alive when Queen was around.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a movie to find out what that was all about.
Yeah, we all know.
I didn't love that, and I don't think it should be nominated for Best Picture because I think it's too homogenized. They take out all the like dirty stuff.
Yep.
All the drugs and sex is kind of taken away, and it's really just like the performance.
What do you have left?
Right. It's really just performances and them like rehearsing and coming up with the songs. But Phil, that's your assignment.
Thank you.
So this is really like an episode of one of these singing shows.
Yeah.
They've taken Queen and they've melted it down to nothing. To a reality television singing show. So you see the singing, and then you see them working in the studio.
That's what it is.
Just like you do on American Idol.
It's making the
band.
Just
like you do on The Voice.
Yeah, making the band what it is.
You know, people loved it. It was a giant hit, but man, I left that theater and said, like, well, this isn't like the real story. It just didn't feel like real.
After the entire planet has seen Queen at Wembley doing that giant show. Uh-huh. How do you watch that in a movie and get excited about it? It's like, this is fake.
Yeah.
Well, the other nominees were Black Panther, which was the first superhero movie to ever be nominated. Black Klansman, which is a Spike Lee movie. That's the first time he's been nominated for Best Director as well.
That seems weird.
Yeah,
like he's never been nominated before. Do the Right Thing?
Nope, never, not for Malcolm X, nothing. So this is the first time.
Oh.
The Favorite, which is awesome and very odd. It's about the Queen of England, but it's zany. It's like a comedy. Green Book, Roma, Stars Born. And Vice is the last one, which was the movie I was going to assign you because I thought you'd be into it. It's about Dick Cheney. It's the movie about Dick Cheney.
Oh, that looks good, too.
Yeah, really well done.
Oh, I'm sure that's all bad.
That looks good, too.
Batman.
It's an incredible movie.
Christian Bale, right?
Yeah. And Christian Bale basically turns into him.
Right.
But yeah, those are your nominees. I like it. There was only one real surprise that a movie called Beale Street did not get nominated.
Black Panther is the Lion King, so I've already seen that. It is. Yeah. Have you seen The Lion King?
I saw The Lion King, yeah.
Okay. It's Black Panther.
It's such a weird analogy, really?
It's exactly the same storyline.
Almost
the
same music.
It's the same. It's the same movie.
Great.
Yeah, and I'm watching it. I'm like, this acting is not great. This is really bad.
Really bad accents.
I was such high expectations because the box office and the buzz. Right. I'm like, this is not great.
Coming to America had better accents.
It's the third biggest movie of all time.
I know.
I feel like you're wrong. It's the third of all time.
I feel like the world is wrong.
Right. All right, so I got green stamps. What's it called?
Nope, Green Book.
That was it.
And Pam somehow has to figure out how to get a television, and she'll watch Roma. We'll give you A Star Is Born, Chaz, and then fill you a Bohemian Rhapsody. So those are your assignments.
All right,
you have 24 days.